3 years ago, Canberra mother Tara Costigan was killed by her partner, Marcus Rappel. The brutal murder was carried out while she was holding their baby and in front of her two other children, aged 9 and 11. The day before her death, Tara Costigan had secured an interim domestic violence order. The fact this didn't protect her from a violent partner has been a catalyst for change. But while laws have been strengthened around the country, other measures to protect victims are proving more difficult and taking longer to put in place. Elizabeth Byrne has this.
It was Tara Costigan's Facebook friends who spread the word she'd been killed with an axe by her former partner, Marcus Rappel. Tara had deep community connections through her work as a carer and the social media mothers groups she'd joined. News of her death sparked community outrage. 4,000 people joined an anti-domestic violence walk for Tara. Her death blindsided everyone, including her cousin Nathan.
I thought that doesn't happen in real life. You know, humans aren't capable of doing such disgusting things. But I was wrong.
The day before her death, Tara was in a Canberra court asking for a domestic violence order. Her complaint was not about physical violence.
There's been a lot of verbal abuse throughout our relationship, and I'm fearful that he could come to my house at any time and be abusive.
The next day, Rappel, enraged by events, killed her with two blows from an axe. The first time he hit her was the moment he killed her.
I don't believe that she thought she was in the danger that she was actually in.
Tara's aunt, Maria Costigan, says it was a far cry from when the relationship began.
She was just in awe of him. She absolutely adored him. She just fell for him, hook, line and sinker.
But then, with Tara's pregnancy progressing and Rappel's use of ice and steroids taking hold, things soured.
They fought, arguing, non-stop. There was no physical abuse, but I think he just became emotionally controlling of her and then started isolating her from her friends first and then isolating her from her family.
Both families saw what was happening, but no one imagined the verbal assaults would turn so deadly so quickly after the domestic violence application.
It's well known that you know, sort of one of the most high-risk times is when you decide to shift that power balance.
That's Mariana Wilson from Canberra's Domestic Violence Crisis Service. She says Tara's experience wasn't unique.
When we did the recent death review in the ACT, we found that a significant number of people that had lost their lives in the past decade in the ACT, the only act of physical violence was the final act.
The outcry over Tara's death was so strong, the ACT government had to act. The law now recognises emotional, psychological and economic abuse, and other new rules mean police statements from victims can be used in court so evidence doesn't have to be repeated over and over. And there's a new emphasis on recognising the danger in behaviour like that of Marcus Rappel.
I'm Jo Wood. I'm the ACT's first Coordinator General for Family Safety.
Armed with funding from a $30 a year levy on ACT ratepayers, Jo Wood is hoping to overhaul the way domestic violence is treated. But 3 years on, her most recent report shows the system is still failing some victims.
The stories are really shocking and upsetting, the experience that people have had in trying to seek help.
Her target now is to upgrade training for frontline workers. Training money was set aside 18 months ago. It hasn't been spent yet. But Jo Wood says it will be rolled out this year. It's an important issue. Maria Costigan has confirmed it was frontline workers who advised Tara.
So she was speaking to the midwife. She was also seeing a social worker. And at the end, it was a policeman at Tuggeranong Police Station that sealed the decision to get a DVO.
Mariana Wilson says it's a fraught situation.
You cannot suggest to someone that they take action against a person who is their abuser without having that next conversation, which is, what's it going to be like when you tell him? I think that we probably would have offered for her to be somewhere else in that intervening time.
Tara's Aunt Maria doesn't think her niece would have taken that advice.
She didn't believe that he would react physically. I think she was just more concerned regarding the texting and the emailing more than anything else. Look, it was one person that did this. I don't know what anybody could have done to change his mind, to stop him from doing what he definitely knew what he was going to do.
Whether Tara Costigan could have been saved will never be known. The only thing that's certain is that it's her children who've borne the brunt of this terrible crime. Marcus Rappel pleaded guilty and was jailed last year for more than 32 years.
That's Elizabeth Byrne there with that report, looking at the murder of Canberra woman Tara Costigan 3 years on. You can hear the full story on Background Briefing, including the first media interview with the family of Tara Costigan's murderer. That's on Sunday, 8 a.m. here on RN. It's during Sunday Extra, now hosted by the wonderful Hugh Rimmington. You can also listen to it, of course, on the ABC Listen app.